Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck what you say and understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Yeah, I ain't playing. Fuck what you say and understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Falling, I ain't playing. Yeah, now say who winning like me. I'd rather be judged by bills like I won 11 rings. Known as a boss since then, cause I stay with some green. And fed of me when I heard words to peace, no sleeping, no meat. Stayed in the field for some green, but I ain't playing in cleats. No plans for defeat, I climb the road to success with bare feet. Don't anger me, can't yank it back once a dog clenches teeth. Limbs, trying to convince yourself that I ain't a beast. Fuck what you say and understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Yeah, I ain't playing. Fuck what you say and understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head.
I'm out here working and I never get tired. I see they grinding, trying to catch me. Couldn't take off if they try. Nigga, my name implied it. I'm the best, they obliged. These rappers can never deny with all this pressure applied. I be pressing for my time and my luck. We win so much, I post up like I'm Kareem with the touch. And plus my game, it come alive. It's like I'm Mike in the clutch. Give me the shot and it's up. Could give a fuck about who guarding and such. You see, I hit a couple doubles, probably take a third base. My homies shoot like James Harden, step back right in your face. Never step out of place, you can't just jog at this pace. Don't get lapped, trying to compete, no winning, this ain't a race.
Fuck what you say and understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man, I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Yeah, I ain't playing. Fuck what you say and understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Falling, I ain't playing.
Yeah.
field, they just didn't make the grade. Did it from the bottom, it was truly self-made. Bigger picture, see it, you ain't gotta be afraid. Them shoes ain't cheap, your car brand new. You just gotta think, bitches wanna be you. Want a better view, so they wanna skew yours. Take you off your route like a bunch of detours. Don't wanna talk bad about your friends, but it's fact. And when you down, see how many got your back. That's when you really know if they friend or if they foe. Use all the paint, cause true colors gon' show.
Where you been at?
Hey,
don't believe it.
No.
Where your phone at? Let me see it, cause I feel like you've been creeping and bitches DM. I hope it's all in my
so hard I flew. Red in my pocket, book all blue. Dior Chanel, I'm mixing it too. Easy and Prada, expensive shoes.
I roll it up and get busy. Say I'm not hot, you silly. I get the honey. I smoke since I still I'm dizzy. Get what I want cause I'm pretty. Pull up to your city. I need the hundreds and fifties. Cup full of Remy, I'm litty. Pull up with my bitches. Get what we want cause we pretty. We need the hundreds and fifties.
I give her hundreds and fifties. I show up on her, I'm drippy. She keep me up on my jizzy. Kissing all over her titty. Making my way to the kitty. Breezy the king of my city. All I'm about is a dollar. All black and pile of commas or commas. She on the top but I got her. Give it me spring like a scholar. I ain't gotta do much.
I ain't gotta do much.
We ain't got place names.
Never.
Mama love me when I dig it down. But she love me for my dumb game. And I ain't gotta run game. But she running like she on the track team. Get her off and I let her call me boss. Then I tell her sweet dreams. Swimming upstream in her ravine. She on my phone, there's cookies and cream. Shoot up the club, don't need a beam. Then I'm up out of here chasing my dream. Never been the one to chase chicks. She gon' think about me when she need a fix. We gon' play all night to the dawn. Put my chains back on and I'm gone.
Rolling the blunt, you giving me head. I'm gonna stunt, lay on the bed. Look at the drip, the way that I dress. Rich is a bitch, I'm never impressed. Boozy as shit, won't settle for less. I do what I want, you do what I said. I do what I want, you do what I said.
No hoes, bars. Bitch, I got bars.
Yeah, I got them.
I'm flexed up for my city.
Flexed up, flexed up. Yeah.
Flexed up for the city, bitch. I got bars.
I'm bar.
Going straight in. No hoes, bars.
If you were scared, motherfucker, go to church.
If you were litty, motherfucker, go to church. Make it hurt.
Why? Scramble to the money like breakfast. Eggs and biscuits, you can keep the bacon. Wake up to the money like Assalamu Alaikum. If a nigga try to take it, then I annihilate him. I leave the spot between two ears vacant. Ribs cracking, other parts breaking. And your girl said that the spot ain't taken. So I got your girl coming on cute like Young's annihilate them. That's some love in basketball. I know you didn't ask at all, but right when they think I'm going hit, I just pass it raw. Just a flick of the wrist. I'm the MVP, plus I lead and assist. And when they speak about the best, my name come out they mouth. But haters on the block give them reason to doubt. But before they get to believing in the reason come out, I'll show you I'm the best without a reasonable doubt. Trey.
Flexed up for the city, bitch. I got bars.
I'm
bar. Going straight in. No hoes, bars.
No,
if you were scared, motherfucker, go to church.
Go to church.
If you were litty, motherfucker, go to church. Make it hurt. Flexed up for the city, bitch. I got bars.
I got
I'm
bars.
Going straight in. No hoes, bars.
No,
if you were scared, motherfucker.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your favorite host with the Butter Toast Radio Rail, and I'm back on season 10. It's been long awaited. I know I was supposed to come back last week, but I figured I needed another week off, you know, come back a little strong. You know, last week was a little rough. Needed another vacay, you know, need a little rest. But welcome, y'all. Welcome back. I missed y'all, man. It's been a while. I missed y'all. There was a couple of tracks right there. That was from my boy, my co-host, B-Trey. That first track was my boy, 100. That's definitely new. That second track is very new by my guy, King Bree. It's called In My Head, featuring Autumn. He has a little snippet video, you know. He didn't drop a whole video yet, but he got a little snippet out there. So definitely check him out on all major platforms, and definitely check out on YouTube. Hold on, y'all. I don't know if my daughter over here actually coughing and giving me a fake cough. I don't know. But I missed y'all, man. How y'all feeling, man? I'm happy for all those who are tuned in. It's going to be a great season. Season 10 is going to be great. Over the weekend, our very own Genesis hosted her very first poetry event called Puffin' Poetry, and it was cracking. It was packed. She sold out of her puff packages. It was very great. She did her thing, man. I saw a lot of the videos posted by everybody who attended. Shout out to Prolific. She was in the house. She definitely does a lot with us, and I appreciate her the most. Definitely appreciate Genesis, and I thank everybody who came out to attend her event. It went very well from what I was hearing. You know, there's always little hiccups here and there, but, you know, audience and fans will never notice because, you know, sometimes people are very professional about handling their business. Also, I would like to let y'all know, and details will be coming soon, November 13th, I will be hosting the next event of Puffin' Poetry with Genesis. So, yeah, all those who rock with me, definitely know that November 13th from 7 to 10 p.m. From 7 to 10 p.m. I will be hosting Puffin' Poetry along with Genesis. It's going to be very lit. Location's coming soon. I don't have one yet. We're finding a new venue. So just be on the lookout. But, man, I'm going to get into what I normally do, get into sports, because the damn goddamn Chicago Bears, man, you know. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play some old tracks for y'all, and then we're going to get back to it. So this is from Danny Land. This is Conceited. Everybody have heard this quite a few times. Definitely a dope-ass R&B track. So without further ado, here's Conceited by Danny Land.
She got a reason to be conceited. They hate for no reason. No reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. Got it. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. Yeah. She got a reason to be conceited. Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits. She got a reason to be conceited.
She got a reason.
Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits. She got a reason to be conceited. She do. Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits.
Somebody pinch me, I must be dreaming. Double cup coating, she got me leaning. We like each other for different reasons. Wet, wet, cause she got that Aquafina. Credit A1, money in the bank, deed to the house, you already know the score. School at night, working through the day, got a Facebook, but she never logs on the internet. She makes so much money on the internet. Now that I'm thinking about it, she got me thinking about it. A little investment, I seen a crib for the low on the West End. No phone service, so they got the best plan. Downtown, we be all at the West End. I don't need a reason to eat it. Make a hike, it up on the Tempur-Pedic. She a goddess, I think she come from Egypt. Every time we having sex, we wing it. Yeah. Now she got a reason to keep it secret. Undisclosed locations when we meetin'. Fucking on the weekend. Damn.
She got a reason to be conceited.
She do.
Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits. She got a reason to be conceited.
She do.
Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits. She got a reason to be conceited. She do. Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits.
She got a reason.
I've been feeling too lonely now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been feeling like I'm about to drown.
We got homie on this shit.
I've been gone away. Times ain't been the same. You was in the picture, now I got a new frame. You on fire, propane. Lies you told you broken. Elsa, you was frozen. Stuck up in your motion. Now I can't move the same. Mama, make it to the top. Nigga, all you chosen. World is sitting on my back. Stars are on my shoulders. I just run them over. Or in front of over. Now I got a rover. Drive until it's closer. I just need some closure. Never say you proud of me. You just care about the same. I just got a new piece, anything but melodies. For niggas that tell on me, cost of my release is peace. Feeling like a new piece, why I got thought I got the key. Open up a box of dreams, pick one, this is make-believe. Telling all my history, I've been feeling too lonely now. Yeah, 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 I've been feeling like I'm about to drown. Yeah, 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 I've been feeling too.
Nigga, I got it. Nigga, I got it, I'm the fucking man. Finna go crazy, finna go crazy, cause I'm fucking can.
Nigel Hunt, what's good?
Yeah, yeah. Riding in the street, they say I'm troublesome. 150 that I keep on top of one. Had to get it when a nigga started doubting. You can't get in your way with it, you ain't about it.
Middle finger lingo, that's my motto. We get the check like we hit the lotto. None to it but to do it, dog. I want all the smoke, I'ma breathe and fall.
Life's a movie when you winning now. And now I'm winning, all I do is smile.
Hey,
grinding in the street, they say I'm troublesome. 150 that I keep on top of.
Just more bags of ice crosses. I'm looking to own no more leases. Wanna shut me up and I keep on speaking. This cold world, we stay with them heaters. They listen to us and never the teachers. Starting five, I'm never in the bleachers. Hey, that guy, your swag is reaching. Cool shit on some new shit with my true chick. Whipping the new whip, it's a new crib. I do this, new number, who this? Southside raised me, born in the game. You can't upstage me, tore through the pain. And I kept it wavy, more insane. But them ladies just keep calling me baby. Cash money in my pocket, you're a step and I'm a rocket. If these niggas don't stop it, then it's safety off and I pop it. No options but the bad, bruh. You fucked up, living bad, bruh. Live with your mom, that's sad, bruh. Like a side chick over your cab, bruh. Middle finger, that's my manners. That's the post I get to the cameras. Watch out, we peep the scanners. Get more checks than the scammers.
Life's a movie when you winning now. And now I'm winning, all I do is smile.
Hey.
Riding in the streets, they say I'm troublesome. 150s and I keep a couple more. Had to get it when a nigga saw they doubted. You can't get it, you ain't with it, you ain't about it. Welcome back. We are live on OG Radio. It's your host, Radio Real. And as I said before, we'll get back into sports. And of course, I'm going to start with the home team. For the most part of the game, the Bears are up. We're leading. We're winning. We're offensively effective. Wasn't bad at all. Khalil Herbert, the rookie running back for the Bears, he was doing his thing, man. He had 23 carries for 72 yards. He was definitely on his way to 100. Justin Fields carried the ball 10 times for 103 yards and a touchdown. There was one point where we were up by double digits. And then the Bears do what they always do, and it's not offensively struggles. It's this time defensive struggles. Jimmy Garoppolo didn't throw not one goddamn touchdown, point blank period. Although he was 17 for 22 with about 320 in the air, no touchdown, but he ran the ball only 5 times for 4 yards for 2 damn touchdowns, along with Elijah Mitchell, 18 carries, 137 yards, and 1 TD. But the fact that he was able to march down the field numerous of times to score on the defense was ridiculous and beyond me. Although our offense looked nice, it wasn't enough. The ball was kind of shared about between Darnell Mooney, Jesse James, Marquise Goodwin, Cole Kmet, A-Rob, and Khalil, even though Khalil went negative. We couldn't get a long ball game. The longest was to Marquise Goodwin for 22. Meanwhile, the longest for San Fran was Debo Samuel. His longest was 83. With 9 targets, 171 yards, and 6 catches. This was the first game coached without Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy was out with COVID protocols. I, for one, happy to not see Nagy. I feel like there needs to be a coaching change. I feel like the special teams coach did an excellent job of coaching. It's just, defensive-wise, without Khalil Mack, we couldn't do shit. Couldn't get to the quarterback. Couldn't get a goddamn sack at all. I don't even think he got pressured too much. There was no QB hit at all. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take defensively for the Bears to do anything. We had nice kick return yards. We had 156 yards by Jakeem Grant, 6 of them for 156. So it was like, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to do. What killed us, I think the motivation left. We ended up tying the game up, or could have tied the game up. And then Santos missed the extra point. And I think the Bears lost a little bit of self-confidence and self-esteem with that missed damn extra point. It's just defense, man. Defense killed us. Defense killed us. We're paying most of these defensive players a lot of money to do nothing. Mario Edwards Jr., for what? Jalen Johnson had a nice day. Of course, Roquan Smith had a nice day. DeAndre Houston Carson is emerging. He's had a nice day. Tayshaun Gibson, Keem Nicks is okay, but they're just not getting to the quarterback like they should be. Enough pressure to disrupt that offense. We can't get to anybody. So now we're 2-2 at home and 3-5 overall. We're slipping. That game was horrible towards the end. I hated it. It was bad. The defense killed it for us. We couldn't do nothing. Now, I will say that at least we scored over 20 points. At least Justin Fields is improving. He's came a long way since the Cincinnati game. He's came a long way since the Cleveland game. He has started, 6 games now, I think. He's 2-3, or he's 3-3. what sucks is that we don't have enough offensive artillery. Point blank, period. Him and, he needs to build a better connection with him and Robinson. It's kind of bad. Their connection is kind of off. We can't get it going with them. It's either that or he just can't get open. And I also got my favorite producer in the building. What's up, AK?
What's up, man? Chilling.
How you feeling, man? Oh,
man, I'm blessed right now, man. You know, can't let the cat out of the bag or why, but, you know, y'all know. My team know. So I'm
I definitely know.
Yeah, so I'm blessed, man, just doing some prep work for tomorrow. But, you know, talking to some of my people, some of my comrades about tomorrow, a couple of important people that I work with on other stuff, like Kendall Gill, shout out to him, shout out to the parlay,
shout out.
You know what I'm saying? But to the real point, the Bears, look, like I said, when you get a coach that does not know how to, one, allow the offensive coordinator from jump to control the offense as he's supposed to, and you have a coach who is an offensive-minded guy but refuses to use the quarterback to his strength. Now, as we can see, they had way more set runs for Justin Fields because a lot of them sacks that he's getting – those effects where he's running to throw the ball away instead of just getting upfield, get what you can get in slack. Sometimes you just have to do that. Like when y'all have him trying to throw the ball downfield when he's scrambling, you don't need to do that all the time. He got to realize he ain't in the Big Ten no more. You got to let him know, like, hey, bro,
exactly.
Them little jump balls or whatever you throwing, like you throwing picks, trying to make something happen, bro, it's okay for the check. Use the check down. Just play within the offense. And as far as him and Allen Robinson, man, you have – if anybody has played football, no matter where it's will, have to be past high school. You know that even high school, I give you that. When you go to a good high school, you have 15 to 20 scripted plays, which means no matter what's going on, you're going to run – these are the – this is what you're coming out to. This the formation, the play. Now, due to what's been happening throughout the first and second quarter, you're going to audible sometimes because you may see a matchup. And there are certain times where you can move Allen Robinson around. You can put him in motion. There's ways to get him the ball, and you're not forcing it to him. But when he's your guy and you at third and eight, second and nine, first and 10, you know, certain downs to where if somebody playing 10 yards off of them, sometimes it's okay just to throw it out there to him and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? If he out there by himself, just one-on-one, and the guy playing 7-8 yards off, and it's first and 10, second and 8, throw it out there to him, see what happens. He may break a tackle or something like that. When you got your alpha guy, that's your guy, sometimes you have to just give him the ball, no matter what happened. Like, even if it's put it into where he's comfortable. Allen Robinson is good at running slants. He's good at running the post. He's amazing at comeback routes. So run stuff that you know that he likes. Run stuff that Justin Fields is comfortable with throwing. So he's throwing with confidence and accuracy. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm kind of happy that the rookie Herbert came along and Williams been in and out the lineup and our starting runner is hurt. But offensively, you have weapons. I'm not even going to say they don't have weapons. You have weapons. But you have to, as an offensive coordinator, understand what type of weapons you have. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand. With Montgomery, you know you got an all-purpose back now. With Williams, you got an all-purpose back. And what it's looking like now, Herbert is an all-purpose back until he got hurt. And then your receiving core, you have guys that you can run speed options with. You can run the stuff that you run, that you ran when you had Tyreek Hill with Mooney. He's that speed guy. Allen Robinson is your go-to guy. He can run the slant. He can run across the middle. He can run the fly. You have to understand what you have. That's like you going to buy a car and you don't know what type of car you get. You got to know what you get.
Exactly.
When you go into the store, you know what you're getting. Oh, I want a Ferrari. I want to go fast. Hey, man, look, it's, we in Chicago. I'm going to need something with, you know, I'm going to need a truck. So you have to understand situational football when you trying to make a play. I mean, like I said, if I can get my tiny Mike kids to run a hurry-up offense and I can go to my strength, I know an NFL guy can. I know a lot of people probably sitting there listening to me like, man, Pop Warner football and pro football is totally different. Yes, it is. I simplify a lot of stuff for my kid. And in the NFL, sometimes you can simplify a play when you have a playmaker. Sometimes it's just like give him the ball. Like I said, when you have a playmaker, sometimes it don't come down to all this extra. For example, the Minnesota game, when it was time to make a play, they checked it down to Zeke Elliott on the 3rd and 9, and he got it just because that's a playmaker. That's a dog. He understands the clock situation. Amari Cooper made 2 big plays in that game. It was just my guy, I believe in my guy more than your guy, and he's going to make a play. On the play that they won the game on, Cooper just ran a fade. That was it. It wasn't no spectacular call. It was spread 18 fade. If you want me to be put it in the lamest term, it was the fade. It was simple. I believe in my guy more than anything. So you have to understand what you have. Perfect example. Megatron and Randy Moss, 2 guys who you know. When you hear the word Moss, you understand, everybody know what that means. So with Allen Robinson, mm-hmm. you just sometimes just got to get this dude the ball. Whether if you're running a hitch, throw him the hitch, 5-yard hitch, see what happens. Sometimes just throw him a slant. Sometimes work him a you have to understand who's out there and who's guarding him. Now, if you got an all-pro corner on him, no, you're not going to just let him go one-on-one every time. But if you can disguise him, put him in a bunch, so where they have to run a zone, and he can sit in the zone and find it. But offensively, you have to understand your personnel, and you know what you can do with that personnel. So a lot of people they overthink it sometimes. It's okay. But defensively, are we in trouble? Eddie Jackson went down, Matt can't play. So, yeah, we got a lot of pieces that's just we wrapping stuff up and we on the bandage team, but it is what it is. But I just got done watching the Bulls game, and I don't know what y'all saw, but all I'm going to say is my Bulls team for real. They get into the playoffs. Y'all can quote me. We can come. Y'all can Stephen A. Smith me. Y'all can record this me saying it. The Bulls getting into the playoffs. If everything goes according to plan and everybody continues to buy into the system, we good. Now, the one thing I do want them to do is we have some expendable pieces. And people are like, no, we don't. Yes, we do. If you know the game like I do, when Patrick Williams went down, that's cool. Let him heal. We got some expendable pieces to go get somebody that does what Patrick Williams does, and that's a little bit more seasoned than him. Like Marvin Bagley.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's some guys out there we can go get, but Bulls fans got to understand, we're going to have to make a trade, and some guys that you kind of rock with on the bench might have to go, and I ain't talking about guys that's playing. There's a couple guys that's not playing right. 1 or 2 guys that's not playing right now. They're expendable. And I'm not going to say no names. I'm going to hold it in. But if y'all really looking at the Bulls roster like I am, you know exactly one of the pieces I'm talking about. And I don't want to say his name, but look, we're going to trade one of them guys to get an extra big man because Vooch ain't the answer as far as a defensive stopper. So we need somebody on the back end to help him, a la Derrick Jones Jr. Did a great job tonight. But at the same time, you're going to need somebody to come off the bench. Even though Derrick Jones does, but it's going to be times where Vooch can't be out there. So that's just my opinion.
I feel like the person who needs to go
because they had all this time to improve, and I have not seen it.
Come on.
Pat Williams got to go. Pat Williams got to go.
Wait, what? That ain't
Pat Williams
got to
go.
Now somebody else got to go, too.
I feel like they should play Ayo or Ayo, however the hell you say it, a little more.
Ayo.
He has that potential. Marcos, whatever the hell, he got to go.
So would you get rid of Coby Wright? If the trade, if a team is going to give you a solid big man, like I'm talking about solid guy, because I don't even know who the – is Patrick Williams one of our starters? Yeah. Do you think you get somebody better and have him go back to the bench? I'm just saying, if you can get a blockbuster guy that you can put into the roster right now, start a lineup, and that can do the job that Patrick Williams do, that's a veteran, would you go get the veteran because you want to win now? Or are you going to just go get a big man that's going to come off the bench and going to take those critical moments, critical moments from Pat?
I'm definitely getting the vet because the only vet on the team that we have is DeMar DeRozan. That is the only vet that I believe we have on the team.
Vet.
Everybody
true
else
vet.
Is. Yeah, that's the only.
So is that not
only
a vet?
Yet? I mean, he's still young. I could throw
is
him.
Is he not a vet? That's what I'm saying. How many years? That's a good question. How many years do you have to play to be qualified as a vet? Is it 9? Is it 8+? You know, I mean, we talking about seasoned
that's
veterans.
Tough,
or we just talking about
he only 26. That's young as hell, you know.
But I'm just saying though.
I mean,
at
yeah,
what age
like,
do you
yeah,
become
a
vet?
But at the same time, you know, I say you know, oof, that's tough. That is tough though.
See what I'm saying?
That's really tough because, like, you know, DeMar DeRozan's 32. That's definitely veteran status at 32.
That's what I'm saying.
But I feel like the Bulls definitely – I feel like the Bulls were, like, the early the mid-teens what do you call them? The Golden State Warriors, where they were the small ball team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've low-key became shooters. We definitely became shooters, which I love. We can definitely knock them down when the time is right. But, there's – like, we do need, another big man, more seasons back. I do believe Coby White is going to have a better season than he did last year due to the fact he does not have to run points. He really needed somebody to feed him the ball. And that's why I'm happy that we got Caruso. Caruso can feed him the ball. Now, I do wish they give Alex Caruso more of a green light to do what he got to do because that man can really ball.
I mean, yeah, but I think that he's playing the role that he should be playing. I mean, he ain't overdoing it, but
he
know how to pick his spot.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at that.
Right. So I definitely like that. Alonzo definitely he improved. He stepped up. Everybody's doing their thing. I didn't know how well everybody was going to fit at first, but hell, we 6-1. So obviously we're doing something right.
Yeah.
But Patrick Williams, to me, since he came back, has not done. I've seen him make a lot of horrible defensive. No.
But I'm just saying, though, this is second year. But, I mean, you went from playing off the bench and just a key role to going into the starting lineup and trying to understand everything, schemes, defense assignments. I mean, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt because, like I said, you can't grade nobody on what they do as a role player to all of a sudden now I'm a starter. And now my role changes. Now his role is completely different. Now it ain't the same. He was an energy guy off the bench that could knock down jump shots and score and play good defense. Now you gonna have to get.
But
him
now
to
though,
to
this year I haven't seen it. He hasn't even played defense
like
this year. He's been.
That's what I'm
super
saying
lazy,
because
right?
He has more on his. He got more on his plate now. He ain't just I come in, I play D, and I just knock down. No, now it's like. I got to be more engaged into the game. I got to understand know your personnel. I got to – it's a lot of stuff you got to do.
Which is crazy because
so,
we invested a lot in Pat Williams to the point where we put him in the summer league. The coach took him to the playoff game to see how everything went. So, like, I see his potential, but he has a lot of lazy moments that I've noticed this year compared to last year. I'm just like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, you weren't doing this last year. You had more energy last year. This year, you kind of, like, stagnant and kind of slow. And, like, no, bro, you got to get
even
the
that.
Same energy your team gets.
He's overthinking because now he's a starter. He ain't playing. When you playing guys coming off the bench, bro, that's a whole different ballgame from when you come out there and Karl Anthony Towns, Cat, Karl Anthony Towns, Giannis, even a guard every night, even Julius Randle. I mean, big man that you got to deal, LeBron, like KD, like he got to deal with these guys off Jump Street, and then to try to get yours. You can't ask a second year player to play at an all time high level. And he was just coming off the bench. He had one role and that's the role you had him focusing on. Now he gotta see the whole game and be that guy. And on this team, he ain't gotta be that. He can just settle into a role, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't like. I'm still on the fence with Pat. I mean, he did tonight. He played tonight, right?
I didn't watch the whole quarter.
I believe he injured. Yeah, he injured his wrist against the Knicks, I believe, trying to dunk.
Yeah.
But Here's a player that I am very excited about. Javonte Green.
Oh, he's solid. That's a solid guy.
To me, he don't have to put up those numbers. He gonna hustle. That man is a hustler.
My point exactly. That's what he gonna do. He gonna get hustle points and you ain't just gonna be like, all right, he good. We good. Yeah. You know it's real.
Now
just like Derek
the
Jones,
power
know
rankings
it's
came out. The power rankings came out today. And guess where the Bulls are ranked?
In the top five?
They are ranked fifth. Yep, they are top five. They are ranked fifth.
Look at
I
me.
Believe
look
it
at
was,
me.
I'm
good at what I do.
Well, it was the Jazz first. No, Miami was first.
Miami?
Was it Miami? Yeah, they 7-1, too. I was shocked.
So how much I've been paying attention?
Man, I didn't know. They 7-1. They would say they're 7-1. We're 7-1. Yeah, man. Now, I've been telling people about Golden State, don't sleep on them just because, you know,
no,
they
not.
Were kind of
they
messed
be
up
scary as
year.
Hell once. To be honest,
yeah.
Once Wesley come
them.
Back. Not even Clay. When Wiseman come back, that'll be a whole different
when
team.
When Wiseman come back.
Yeah, it's
but these Bulls, they're going to the playoffs. And everybody who was like, oh, the Knicks are going to go – or not the Knicks. Brooklyn's going to, you know, go. They're going to be top five. No, not without Kyrie. They're not. And they're too small. They're just definitely too small. They don't have no type of big man on their team to do anything. And James Harden is not playing the way that he's supposed to play.
You know what? This is what I wanted to say. To kids, players, anybody who playing in the league, James Harden is a prime example of not playing through contact, but playing for contact. Like, he was looking for contact to get a foul. When you was playing, we grown, but when you was playing high school ball, whatever like that, or you was playing outside with your friends, were you out here looking for contact, or were you just playing through contact? Because for me, growing up as a kid, I don't know where everybody's played from, but he's from L.A., so I know ain't no blood, no foul. So it's like we had to play through contact, push, getting hit in the back. People who ever played a varsity or 21, whatever y'all call it, that's when you honed in on how to finish through contact because there was no foul. You didn't call foul in no varsity, no 21. When you
right,
played
exactly.
in certain hoods, you didn't call foul. You had to play through that. Now, when y'all playing in these pro-ams and the Drew League, nigga, you playing the rule of contact because you want to show everybody, like, you can't guard me. If you foul me, I'm still finna get these buckets. It don't matter what you do to me, you finna get this work. NBA, they try to create contact to get a foul call. And that's why Team USA struggled the first couple of games because they was trying to play for the foul instead of just playing basketball. And I feel like they had the right people on that team that was during my part was like, bro, play through the contact like you was when you was a kid. Play through the contact. And one, like, you're not going to get no and one doing this BS flopping. Play like you're an adult. Play like a grown man. So the whole NBA, like, Trae Young, I think Steph figured it out. Steph figured it out in preseason. I give Steph credit because he was looking for them calls. He realized he's not getting them calls. Steph's just out here hooping. Steph doesn't even do the little pump fake thing no more. He's just pulling up. He ain't doing none of that shit. He's like, all right, if y'all hit me, I hit me. If y'all don't, let me just finish. So, yeah, bro, these players gonna have to realize that you can't hoop like that no more.
Not at all. It's remarkable to me how everybody thought that Brooklyn and the Lakers are going to take off. There's a New York team
mm-hmm.
taking off, and it's definitely the New York Knicks. They are 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
So they took off. The Lakers are 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my honest opinion with the Lakers. Yes, they have amazing players, but you will not win with LeBron and Russell Westbrook on the same team. You can't.
Uh-uh.
It's impossible. Those are two men who need the ball in their hand. And for Russell to do what Russell needs to do, he needs the ball in his hand. I've watched a few of their games where LeBron got it and, you know, Russ don't. And it kind of disrupts Russ's game. Like, he's like, shit, there's nothing I could do right now because this man got it. So I'm going to just stand here. And then,
but
you know,
part
can't
is,
shoot free throws. He can't shoot threes.
But the killer part is,
you know.
Nah, bro. Like, I saw Ayo sit in the corner. And Vooch had the ball and driving to the paint. Got trapped. All he did was cut to the basket layup. He did it four times. Four out of his six shots
mm-hmm.
was from just cutting to the basket. And that's what I don't understand about the NBA players. How the hell some of this simple shit y'all refuse to do in games? Like, when you was a kid, back door cut layup. Somebody got the ball, you going back door, your player, your defender looking at with the ball. It's like what are we doing to where y'all realize it's like either a three-pointer or a dunk. Like, DeMar DeRozan is a prime example of an old-school play. He still got a mid-range game. He can do his mid-range elbow. And I really, really feel like Russ could excel. But I would give Russ the point guard and tell him to play point guard instead of trying to just score. If he would just run the point, they would be okay. But I feel like they probably would trust Rondo more at the point than him.
True.
So, I don't know. Like, you have to really, if you're trying to win the chip, you're going to sacrifice a whole bunch. And I mean a whole bunch to win the chip. And I don't know if Russ needs to sacrifice something because he ain't never won, but something got to give. He got to do something.
Exactly. The biggest disappointment in NBA history right now, Los Angeles Clippers. they've won one game this season.
It's Kawhi playing?
Just one.
It's Kawhi playing.
He's still hurt.
It's Kawhi playing.
He's still hurt.
Okay, that's one issue.
And you would
look
think
at the team
that
they got.
You know, because we got Paul George, we should do something. And nope, he is not their savior. Although, he's averaging 27 points a game, which clearly means nothing.
Who, Paul George?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, just because you're averaging 30 and y'all giving up Y'all giving up over 90, over 100 points a game. We ain't gonna win shit.
I'm shocked. Well, I'm not really shocked. I'm happy to see that the Hornets are 5-2. Surprisingly, the Washington Wizards are 5-1, which I kind of don't understand how the hell they're 5-1, but they are.
That's easy. There's two reasons. One, teams going to Washington take the season. All they say, oh, we stop Beal, we're going to win. They got some good pieces over there that can just score because they don't, nobody respects them. So they're not going to respect nobody like Washington. So they're just going to leave it alone. You look up, you down there.
That is very true.
Court, like, how'd that happen? Bradley Beal hooping. He's like, okay, my guys, I just hoop. They'll respect y'all. Just keep hooping. That's exactly what it is. Just keep hooping. Don't care what they say or do. Keep hooping. And that's what they've been doing. Exactly what they've been doing.
This is true. The East right now is looking way better than the West. And the East haven't been good since AI was over in the East when you had, you know, all those powerhouse
AI,
conference teams. You know,
that was
J-Kid,
around
2006
when the East had all the guards and the West had all the big men.
All the big men,
yep.
The West has been dominating for years, and now the Western Conference are horrible while the East is on the rise. I am very excited that the only loss that we lost to was Derrick Rose. So
I think that
loss. You know,
but I
want
to say
that loss right there.
I know you probably ain't talking about the Ben Simmons situation, but I'm gonna just say this. It's two people in the league that show that Ben Simmons is lazy and he sucks. People be like, man, you don't know what he's going through. If he's going through something mental, like seriously going through something mental, I apologize to him. I would apologize if we come back on the air and be like, yeah, I know he's going through something. But if he pulling this little stunt to just get out of town because you want to improve your game, Giannis and Lonzo Ball are two people who show that Ben Simmons is lazy and didn't work on his game numb in the summer. All that, is viral Ben Simmons shooting videos. I think them bad boys is like catfish. I don't believe in that shit. But Giannis can shoot worth shit. And Giannis' jumper looks better every year. And I'm not saying he going to be a knockdown three-point shooter. I'm just saying when you are given that shot to shoot, and you shoot it with confidence every day, sooner or later it's going to start falling. Sooner or later the confidence picks up. You like, oh, yeah, you know what? I can hit this shot. Now you're not scared to shoot. When you're not scared to do something, you're doing it off instinct, that's when all the natural forms and everything that you worked on come into play. That's where muscle memory come in from because now you realize, oh, I can do this. This ain't nothing. So
I'm on the fence about it because
I can't be because I'm just saying like it got something to do with him like not you don't want no smoke in the fourth quarter. You can't rely on you in the fourth quarter because why? There were times where you had a small guard on you, you can't back him down. And everybody know the play.
However,
we talk about the I don't know, man.
However, though, I put it like this. There's definitely been a discrepancy in the locker room, whether we know it's public or not. And especially when Doc was asked, do you think you could win with Ben Simmons? And he basically said no. And that's when the whole Ben Simmons not wanting to be there was solidified. So I would do a lot of shit not to be there as well. So I don't disagree with him pulling his little antics and not wanting to play. You know, trade him. You know, he don't want to be there. I get it. He feels like the organizer don't want him there. So, you know.
But my thing is, you showed why somebody has the right to say they can't win with you. You showing people.
Here's the thing. Here's the crazy thing, though. We all knew from college that he couldn't shoot. We knew this.
So I don't see why everybody's making a big deal now that, oh, Ben Simmons is not a shooter. We know this. We've been seeing his game since high school, even since before that. We know he can't shoot. We already knew he couldn't shoot free throws. What he was another almost LeBron-sized type point forward, point guard basically, who could get to the rim. And that's what he did his whole career. He got to the rim. We didn't need him to shoot. The 76ers provided him with shooters, and then he could get to the basket. Hence, he won Rookie of the Year. Now, everybody's saying, oh, well, you can't shoot, you can't shoot. It might be a mental thing. Look at what happened to Markieff Foulkes. Markieff Foulkes was a great shooter, and then for some odd reason, he couldn't shoot. I don't know. Wow. I watched a little documentary thing about him, and it was crazy. It was really crazy how he was able to shoot, and then it just went downhill. It was like a mental thing. And I'm like, shit. Sort of like Charles Barkley when he's shooting the playing golf. He has that little stuttering thing before he hit the ball. So maybe
not him getting no more
thing about shooting. I don't know. I do think
my thing
that viral shit was a fluke. I don't know. Like, do it in the NBA.
That's what I'm saying. My thing is, it's not even about the shooting. I told everybody that Magic Johnson couldn't score. He wasn't a shooter.
He couldn't shoot for shit.
He
was not a
affected
shooter.
The game. My thing with Ben Simmons is, you're not even taking you're not even going to the basket being aggressive and doing what you was doing that got you Rookie of the Year. So that's what I'm saying. Is it mental or you just in your feelings? That's the real.
Yeah, I think he might. I don't even want to say in his feelings. I think he's trying to get traded, so he's not playing as hard so he can get traded.
That's stupid.
I've seen a lot of players do that as well.
When he was trying to get traded, Melo was going off. Melo was having like 30 before he got traded to them. I mean, before he got traded away from New York. He was going off.
He left the Knicks,
But
that was Phil, though. Phil didn't want him there, so he was like, fuck it. I'm just ball.
That's what I'm saying.
I do agree he needs to just shut the hell up and ball. I mean, at the end of the day, you're getting to do something, so just do it. A lot of these players, I feel like they get that bag. At the end of the day, though, it is $34 million guaranteed at the end of the day. So it really don't matter what he do from here on out. At the end of the day, he getting paid. so that was smart. You did what you had to do to get that bag, and now it's like, players of today is just not. We so used to the 90s and early 2000s, like the league is soft as hell to me. I feel like all players get that bag, and then that's it. Look at James Harden; he got that bag, and now what the fuck is he doing?
Guys don't want to win.
You know, it's like. Nope, they don't. They'd rather team up with a favorite person in the world than to win the championship. I'd rather go play against the best to be the best.
Like Mike. Kobe wouldn't have teamed up with nobody. They just gave Kobe some help when they gave him old, I don't even call it help, old Karl Malone.
Old Gary Payton.
Old GP. And then Shaq was out of shape the whole year.
And Shaq was out of shape. Steve Nash, or was that after, year after? Yeah, that was the year after.
He messed up.
Right. Kobe did it by himself. Paul Pierce, another one. He played 20, whatever how many years with the Celtics before they brought in KG and Ray Allen. But, like, he wasn't trying to go nowhere else.
He's staying.
I feel like
after they
Carter
won.
Could have, you know, I just feel like Carter just aged gracefully. And other teams just like, okay, keep playing for us. But I think he could have stayed in. Hell, I don't remember all the damn. He played for a lot of damn teams, so I don't even know. But I think the older Ben Simmons gets, maybe he'll develop a jump shot. Because Vince Carter couldn't shoot for shit at first. At his age, he became a shooter.
Jason Kidd can shoot.
Jason Kidd can shoot, yeah. Now he up there in the top 10 in threes, surprisingly.
You know the biggest what if in the NBA?
What?
If a player would have went to a certain team, if Chris Paul would have played with prime Kobe.
With Kobe. Oh, my God.
I'm not even a Lakers fan, and I'll be thinking about, like, man, Chris Paul would have had him a ring, though, bro.
He would have had at least three. At least three or four.
He would have had him one, at least. Oh, man.
That man don't care about scoring. He'll score at will, but all you got to do is dish it to Kobe. What? That's crazy how all those crazy trades happen after the fact. But before the fact, they're like, nope, we're not having that. Like, what?
That's how I feel. Very suspect. From my eyes.
And it's
very
crazy.
Suspect.
Chris Paul and Kobe, when they played every year together on the All-Star game. And,
okay. And then they played together in Team
undefeated. USA. And yeah, in USA, and they are undefeated together. That's crazy. So imagine Chris Paul with the Lakers. I'm not saying
and
they
then
have
they had
an undefeated
a
season, but
a prime Paul,
prime Paul,
they would have had a nice
team. People
were
acting like Paul Gasol wasn't the man before he went to the Lakers. Paul Gasol was the man in Memphis. He made the Grizzlies who they are.
Oh yeah, yep. Before all these other kids.
Wait. No. They was Vancouver Grizzlies at the time.
Yep.
Shane Battier was there too.
Yep.
I can't remember who else. They had a nice squad back then.
I liked the Memphis team with Zeebo and Marc Gasol and Tony Allen. And,
a young
you
Mike
know,
Allen,
man.
Too.
Yeah, that was just a good team, but it was just they kept running
to
go
to
the
team that should have made it. However, Kobe did what Mike did. He shut down a lot of great teams that should have went. That should have went to the finals.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you get to bite that bullet.
Now,
man.
Do you think that for this era, LeBron is the best player of this era?
In his era? Yes.
In this
I do
era.
Believe LeBron is best in this era. Because Kobe, I don't think Kobe's in LeBron's era. Because Kobe was on his way out. I can't put Kobe in LeBron's era. So Kobe is like the back end of when LeBron era started. You know what
right,
I mean?
Before he
like,
got all soft and shit.
Yeah, because remember, Kobe caught a couple injuries, and we knew it was about that time. You know, rest in peace to the great Kobe Bryant. But it was a couple years where Kobe injury, and the legs ain't do nada.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like
LeBron.
To me, how I solidify greatness is how they impact and change the game. So of course I'll put Mike up there, and right behind Mike I'm putting Kobe, and I'm throwing Shaq up there because Shaq, he's the last
most dominant big man in
the
league.
The dominant big man, Jokic, I don't feel like he should have won MVP. I feel like they robbed Steph of an MVP last year, but however he was a big man, he won it. Cool, great. But dominant big man, yeah, Shaq was the last dominant big man to win MVP, but LeBron, to me, didn't change the game, in a sense. I don't see, by him being in the league, what he changed. You know what I'm saying? Mike came to the game and defied gravity, for God's sake. That man was, hang time was ridiculous in the air. And then the man was a mid-range assassin and defensive ball hawk. Kobe was a split imitation of Mike. Mike said out of his mouth, Kobe is the only player in the history of the NBA that could beat him out of his mouth. So it's like, okay. Then you bring LeBron. LeBron's more of a shooter, dunker. All his points in his career came from dunks and layups. not shooting wise. His career total shooting percentage is horrible, and you can't shoot free throws for shit. I don't see where he's really changed the game, but I do respect his game because he scores because nobody wants to be under the basket when he drives the lane. Like, who the hell want to stand in front of a 230-something-pound, 6-foot-8-ass man driving to the paint? So I get that.
Mm-hmm.
However, he really changed the game as far as flopping. There was a lot of flopping since he's been in the league, especially when he went down to Miami. The only reason why I hate on LeBron is because he went down to Miami. I feel like that whole decision was stupid. I feel like he passed up on coming to Chicago, which is crazy.
I feel like if he never goes through that whole parade of the decision and the little show we put on, it was just said, hey, I'm going to Miami, he would have caught no flack for it. And somebody, I got into an argument with somebody, and they told me that LeBron going to Miami was equivalent to KD going to go to state. I'm like, it's not. It's not.
No. Feel like KD.
And people hate on me for saying this. I said, bro, I was the biggest KD fan when he was at Texas. So if you ain't been KD Texas, if you wasn't Texas KD, like a fan of him when he was there, then don't talk to me. Because I was a Texas University,
right.
KD fan, like KD a dog. I kept saying it. Him and who he came out with. I said, bro, he's going to be the dog between them two. No, he's not very skinny.
Right.
Nigga, how many big? He ain't got to be weighted up to be a dog. But I feel like.
What 7-foot athletic? Name another 7-foot athletic forward. There is
that was
a
doing all
flat
that.
Center. You know, none.
Yeah, KD's
none.
A whole KD's, different
there's
breed.
Only one KD. And I feel like with That's KD, he spent all those years in OKC and they couldn't get it done. So, I mean, hey, if you can't beat him, join him. Cool. You know, he shot.
He did exactly what he did.
State.
I said if he would have just admitted to I went over there because he knew his legacy was gonna be like if I ain't never win no ring. He didn't want to be in that class. He didn't want to be in that class with like great players that never ever win the ring. So I see why
like
he went over there, but out of respect.
Right.
Yeah. AI was like either I'm gonna play my way or I'm gonna leave, and AI said I'm gonna leave.
Right, and for LeBron, I just feel like you said, if he never would have did the decision, he wouldn't have caught flack. So the fact that I know out of Dwayne Wade's mouth that they was talking about coming to Chicago, the team with our boy, Derrick Rose.
And you
and
know
they
why
said,
they didn't come, right?
LeBron said, I think that would be too much for the league if we went to down Chicago. I'm like, what?
And you know the other reason why they didn't come?
Chris Bosh.
They said Derrick Rose didn't like court them like he's supposed to. He like calling but blow their phone up and all that mess.
Man.
I said, so you didn't tell me somebody got to court two brainers and go through all that.
Right.
So, I mean, it's each his own.
I feel like it would have been great if LeBron and Dwayne Wade would have came to Chicago. Then you got two hometown heroes on the same team winning championships. I would have saw literally another six rings. I'm not going to lie. That would have been a dynasty for a little while. LeBron, Wade, and
Rose. Yeah, they at least got to
that
smoke.
Would have been nasty.
Yeah. But
I really
we know
think
we
got to
show love.
I really think Rose wouldn't have got injured. I hardly believe that wouldn't
do
happen,
so much.
But now I do give LeBron credit for being a Chicago Bulls killer because the great run that the Bulls had at that time,
LeBron
they had the potential to go to the finals, but LeBron killed them. So I give him that. But I respect LeBron a little more as he aged. I'm like, you know what? Why I don't hate him because his game. I mean, his game is what it is. But I mean, I respect it now. LeBron does great shit. I wouldn't really give it to him in clutch time, but he has hit some clutch shots in his career. However, I don't feel his greatness because hell, he didn't compete in the dunk contest, which he should have. He never won a defensive player of the year. He's been on all defensive team. I give him that, but I think that's
one. But Kobe ain't won all defensive player of the year though.
He did.
It's like,
he did
a lot of guys.
He won.
Nah, he went on defensive player of the year. He was on the all-defensive team. Kobe ain't never won defensive player of the year. Kobe always been on the top 10.
I don't
team.
Know.
Yeah, I'm about to Google it right
know.
Now. Don't even worry about it, America.
I think he
and
did.
And while I'm Googling it, you got to show love to Candace Parker. Came back to the
yes.
crib and did what D-Wade couldn't
came
do.
Came back.
And I didn't want to say that.
Yes.
And I almost said it on Twitter, and I know certain people follow me. And, well, you know the backstory of why I ain't say it the way I said it, but I said it. But I ain't want nobody to be like, damn, how you going to get down on bro like that? Like, that's real talk. Candace came back and did something you couldn't do, Wayne. Hey, look, you look, say what you want to say. She came back to the crib and did something you couldn't do, win the chip.
True. She came back and did it. Big shout out to Candace Parker for that one. I'm happy for her. She did her thing.
Nope.
I love
he never
it.
Won it.
He never won. Okay. Right.
He never won. He was the 12 all defensive team throughout his career.
Okay,
it's cool,
so
though. He was a dog on D.
Compared to LeBron's, what, 1, 2 defensive player of the year?
LeBron ain't winning either. No defensive player of the year.
Not defensive player, all defensive team. LeBron hasn't made many.
Mm-mm, he didn't.
So it's like.
Mm-mm. Oh, he finished second.
You know, he played. He played 1,310 games and has not won the Defensive Player of the Year.
He ain't.
And LeBron only has 5 first team and 1 second team.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, greatness, you know, I can't throw him up there because of, there's a lot of stuff that he lacks. Unlike Kobe and Mike. So, you know, the fact that, again, he didn't do any dunk contests or nothing like that, I can't give him greatness on the same level as Jordan, LeBron, Kobe. So I say there's 3 eras. There's the Jordan era, then there's the Kobe era, then the LeBron era. So of this era, yeah, I'm going to give it to LeBron. Now, after LeBron, I'm going to give it, I would say KD, but I'm giving it to Steph because he's just doing some inhuman things out there in the court. That man, by the end of this year, he's going to break Ray Allen's record, and he's going to shatter it.
Right.
He's only 32. And then he's going to play until he's at least 40. So he's going to shatter that 3-point record. Because we all know, once you age, you become a shooter. Vince Carter was a living proof of that. Jason Kidd was a living proof of that. Mike Miller was a living proof of that. Ray Allen
was a shooter.
He was a shooter, definitely a shooter. Tim Duncan was always a shooter on the mid range and inside the cup.
Scottie Pippen.
Now Scottie Pippen is one of those players that everybody kind of forgets. Scottie was the man. Jordan had 9 first-team defensive, all-defensive, no second. Scottie had 8 first-team and 2 second-team. So, like, people kind of forget about Scottie was the man even before he came to the Bulls.
Yeah, in college.
Yeah.
He was something nobody ever seen before.
And also,
that's
when it comes to scoring titles, when it comes to the scoring title, LeBron won once, and that was the 07-08 season with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And
LeBron
Michael Jordan
won 40 again.
Exactly. Michael Jordan definitely blown that, you know,
out the water. Like, I don't think nobody has as much as Jordan when it comes to scoring titles. Michael Jordan fucked around in, what, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years in a row when he won the title?
Yeah.
And then David Robinson and Shaq took it over, and then Michael Jordan won another 3 times. You know, so I don't know, man. I honestly feel like Carmelo should have run Rookie of the Year when they were both rookies. He had a way better season.
Way better year and went farther in the playoffs. Number-wise. That's how everybody feel like. That's one of the conspiracy things on YouTube that people to this day were like, bro, the league was just ready to get LeBron the league because he had everything. And I feel like if they didn't make sure he won every year, they'd be like, we don't believe in our product. But Melo had better numbers. Dwayne had good numbers. Dwayne went to the playoffs. Carmelo went to the playoffs. LeBron didn't. And I don't want to hear nobody say that LeBron had a bad team because name me somebody outside of Dwayne Wade on the Miami Heat that year that was AC. His rookie year in 03. Yeah, I thought so. Melo had a decent team. Melo had a decent team. People don't want to admit it. Melo had a decent team. Dwayne had the worst team out of all of them.
He did. What was the year that Brian, because I think, what was it, maybe his rookie season, he took that weak-ass Cavaliers team to the finals and got smoked by Kobe?
That one is rookie. It probably like it was 4. Oh, he got smoked by I forgot what year it was.
Because he went to the finals that year. I know he went to the finals. It was maybe his 4th year. He went to the finals and definitely got smoked.
Man, look, all I'm going to say is AI took the worst team to the finals.
Yes.
And still got a game against prime Kobe and prime Shaq. That's why AI going to forever be one of my dogs.
Yes.
Because that nigga won a game, something that no other – remember, L.A. had swept through the playoffs. They ain't had no losses. AI came in there and got a game. And that's what I like to tell people. I said, bro, y'all can say what y'all want to. I know everybody has Team L.A. I said, but my dog, AI, win the Staples and got a game. And then had an iconic moment to this day that everybody looks at. Like, that's a moment. He stepped up with Tyronn Lue. And it's like, damn, bro, you a good coach, but every time somebody see you, I bet they be somebody got that shirt, a picture of that on his T-shirt somewhere.
That man had Theo Ratliff on the team, Aaron McKee,
Mutombo was the second lead scorer on that team.
Mutombo.
That's all I'm gonna say.
That was
the second lead
the
scorer
weakest
on that
team on paper. Just horrible, horrible ass team took them to the finals. AI would definitely go down. I wish he won the title, but I really wish that him and Melo could have won the title together because they was dogging that.
Yeah,
they
was killing. They was like a third seed. Was that the year that they got to play LeBron and them? I mean, got to play Kobe and them in the West Coast Finals and low.
Yep, and Melo and Kobe went at it.
Yeah,
because
that's why everybody looking at Melo like he a different breed.
Even Kobe, you know, in his documentaries and interviews at his time was like, oh, I love playing against Melo because he played that bully ball. And I love that shit. I used to talk a lot of shit to him. Like, there was
like,
never
I get hurt.
Another Carmelo.
Who another Carmelo?
No, I said that there would never be another Carmelo, ever.
Oh, hell no. There ain't never been another Carmelo.
But to me, right next to Jordan, Kobe, he's just the greatest. Because who do you know dislocate his finger, come out the game, re-breaks his finger, and comes right back in the game to go play? Who does that?
Oh, yeah, he's got to pop the back in place. Yeah, Kobe a different breed.
Who does that? LeBron,
not too many
kids. He's like, oh, I'm out the rest of the game. Like, what?
They carried that nigga out the floor. And even though I don't want to say it, but I got to say it, my man D-Wade dislocated his shoulder. They wheeled him out. I'm like, nah, yeah, bro. I never forget that. Everybody was like, that's how y'all do it. Everybody kept saying, that's how y'all doing it, Rob. I was like, nah, bro, we don't, bro. We dog. But y'all was dog.
You remember all his commercials, though. You remember his commercials, though. Fall, what was it? Fall 100 times, get up 101, something like that.
It's Glenn like, if somebody asked me about that,
hard.
And I said this, I said, bro, I guess it's me because I'm a football player, but there's something about I'd rather drag my body out the field to get wheeled off or get to put on the stretchers. It's like, it's something about
true.
That just, you know, you lose something. Like, if people see you get carted off or wheeled off, it's like you lose a part of you or you ain't that guy or they don't believe in you or, you know what I'm saying, they think you soft or they could try you and all the other goodness, but, man, look. I can't go. I got to let me walk. If I can walk, anything upper body I hurt, I'm walking on the field. I don't give a fuck if I dislocated my shoulder. Yep. I'm going to hold it like I got a sling gone. We just going to go ahead and stroll up out of here, bro. One step at a time.
Exactly.
But,
we got under 3 minutes left. Y'all, this is the beginning of season 10. It's on and cracking. We're going to have a lot more artists this way.
Yeah.
Again, Genesis hosting her very first Punk and Poetry show over the weekend. It was a success. I will be hosting the second one November 13th in, next weekend? We'll give you all the information once she, presents it. Hopefully, AK
I'm checking my schedule right now.
So do OG TV. I believe it'll be from 7 to 10:30.
The 13th or Saturday, man, I might be available,
yep.
bro. I might be.
So,
I don't
yeah.
know what this new role that I have coming up these next couple of days, but as of right now, brother, might be available for that. Might be available for that.
The whole OG team will be, three.
We might be in the building.
However many of us is out here, we'll be in the building. And again, your boy Radio Rail will be hosting. This will be one of the events. I've hosted a few events so far in my lifetime, but this is one that I've actually be doing under OG Radio. So I'm excited to do it. I don't know what poets we're going to have or anything like that, but definitely, check us out once we get all the information out there. Again, check out my EP. It's Railing the Beat. It's on every major music platform. It started off with SoundCloud and here it is now on Apple Music, Tidal, YouTube, so check it out. I'm going to try and get my second Volume 2 out on Thanksgiving. I'm pushing for that. I need two more tracks done, and then, that'll be ready to go. I know B-Trey is cooking up some stuff for y'all. He's on, been a little hiatus, but he's cooking up some stuff for y'all.
Uh-huh.
And our favorite producer, AK, has a major announcement coming soon. So be in the lookout for that. Everybody, catch me tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow. Same time, 9 to 10, maybe 10:30, maybe 11. You never know.
Right.
I think I'm going to start doing, once I get back on Facebook, y'all, I got 15 more days. I'm going to start doing. I'm gonna start doing weekly random co-hosts on Tuesdays. I'm gonna have a different co-host, try and get different co-hosts every Tuesday with different perspectives on many topics on Tuesdays. If any artists end up popping up, then we'll do that. But outside of that, I'm gonna start doing random co-hosts on Tuesdays so I can go back and forth with whoever the hell decides to want to join me for that night. But that's all the announcement
I got.
Catch me on Instagram, HellRail1290. You can definitely follow my Facebook, Terrell Radio Rail Redmond. When I come back, I have a major announcement, y'all. I have a major announcement. I almost forgot. I mess heavily with Producer Grind. I've gotten a lot of my beats, and I use a lot of it from Producer Grind. So the CEO of Producer Grind in Midi Money has been in contact with me a lot. So over the weekend, I want to say last Friday,
the CEO personally texted me. It was like, yo, I want to invite you to a private group. We're doing a Zoom call. And I just want you to check it out and, you know, see what you, you know, if you like it, I want you to join our team. So I joined the team under, you know, the people at Producer Grind. I joined MIDI Money. So once I get everything going, you know, create my funnel, my own page, I will be selling my beats through them where I can make a lot of money selling my beats. So once I start perfecting my beats, I also have two very, very famous mentors, you know, as far as producing music. So I'm a part of MIDI Money. Two of the top guys generated $1.7 million last year each through selling. There's a new way of selling music. So they presented this new way. They allowed me to join their team to make music. I've been in a lot of contact with them, so I'm happy to announce I'm a part of their team now, officially. So I have a lot of work to do under them. So I'm going to be grinding very hard. I'm gonna let y'all know. So give me 30 days. I have 30 days to complete a lot of tasks. So give me 30 days, y'all, and I'm gonna be out here. I'm gonna be out here with the top producers. So I'm trying, you know, to get that legwork going. So I'm happy to announce that I'm a part of the MIDI Money team, producing music. Be on the lookout for a lot of Radio Rare when it comes to music. Basically 2022, because 2021 I'm just continuing to learn and get my feet wet with, you know, all my mentors and everything. So 2022, look out for me, y'all. I'm be doing my thing, y'all. So I'm happy to announce that I'm with the MIDI Money team. So shout out to Gabe for granting me the opportunity to join the team and do my thing. It's just crazy how I put out one EP, four tracks, and, you know, my life is starting to go on the incline as I was hoping for. So, yeah, y'all, you know, be on the lookout for that. So shout out to the whole MIDI Money and Producer Grind team.
That's what it is, man. Look, y'all already know what it is, man. Y'all know me. Y'all know what I got going on. Currently, we are finishing both episodes of OGTV. The one I did for Chanel Ellis and her listening party, that'll be done in a couple of days. Also, the one I did with Shy P. Shout out to Shy P. Shout out to Shy Blizz from Power 92. Shout out to my man DJ JT the Don. That's like them some of my bros, man. Shout out to Sinatra that was in the building. They showed your boy love. They showed me that what I've been doing for these last 10 years is 100%, 110% appreciated. Lets me know how much how much respect or how much people really rocking with OGTV and OG Radio, man, because there's some guys like Shappy, like Sinatra, Pauly the Great. A lot of these guys still remember who I am. They still rocking. They still know what the show do. They still listen to the show. They still rocking what we doing. So it lets me know that I'm doing something good. Like I said, man, some other things I can't say right now that I'm doing right now, but let it be known that I am officially on both sides of the fence in this industry. I am not only just doing OG Radio, I'm also really, really, I'm just going to say I'm really, really into the television game right now. I'm doing a lot of good things right now in television, some amazing things right now, but shout out to Amethyst and me and her Fridays of us doing the Karma Reply. A lot of people love the segment. We're going to keep the segment rolling. I'm proud and I appreciate her being a part of what we're doing over at OG Radio, that she has allowed us to help her platform grow with her segment. And I am currently working on something else that involves our Wednesdays, that this Wednesday slot might be filled, in a couple of weeks. Uh-huh. And my goal of me fully being on radio will be complete, and I'll be able to do some amazing things once I don't have to be on the air, which, don't get me wrong, I love being on the air with y'all. But there are some things that I need to accomplish, and the way I'm going to accomplish them, if I don't have to be committed to a day that I have to do OG Radio. That don't mean I ain't going to never be a guest host. It just means that if I can reach this goal, I mean, we will take OG Radio, OG TV, OG Entertainment to a whole nother level, and that is the whole goal behind it. So definitely shout out to Amethyst. She's been doing an amazing job. Just karma replies. People have been, like, calling me on days we do Fridays, like, hey, bro, I got a story for y'all, bro. I need some opinion. What I'm going to need y'all to do on Friday, when me and Amethyst post the karma reply and how to bring us y'all story, it is okay for y'all to call in the OG Radio and tell us y'all story. We can give you advice right then and there. You know what I'm saying? This is what I want it to be at. It's cool for people to send us their questions and me and her answer them, because we definitely do go back and forth. But that last interaction is where we're going to take this, our next step is. So we're always going to be looking for at least two people that's ready to call in and tell us, like real short and sweet, the situation, and then ask for our opinion. So that's what we're trying to work on. Like I said, I got something in my sleeve for my Wednesdays. I'm working on something right now. And y'all might be able to get OG Radio Monday through Friday. Because shout out to Genesis, though. I got to shout out to Genesis because she's been killing the game. Like, she really just jumped on OG Radio, and she created her own lane. And I know a lot of people see her stuff on Spotify, and I know a couple people ask, like, oh, well, what's up with the OG Radio thing? Like, look, that's what the whole point was of her, to create her own lane and take all her content and still be able to put it on another platform to where you can hear it on OG Radio and Spotify. So that's just a blessing for me to see her evolve from the first time we ever had a conversation, first time she did her show, and to where she's at right now, man. I'm just blessed that she chose OG Radio to help her expand her brand. That's all I got, man. I'm going to get up out of here because I got a long day tomorrow. My call time is earlier than I thought. So, yeah, I got a lot of work to do about it. So I'll let y'all. I'll probably be on tomorrow with Real, man, and then we'll just chop it up and I get them an update on what I did today. So y'all know my motto, do what you love and love what you do, and the rest take care of yourself. And your boy, Mr. AK, I'm up out of here.
And there you have it, y'all. Good night, all, and God bless.
Yep.